Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are looking at Yoel Perek Dalet, the fourth and last Perek of Sefer Yoel. So you should feel proud that Baruch Hashem, in the last week we have completed one Sefer, a lesser learned Sefer, and it is a beautiful tribute to be appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tanakh in its full experience. So this is why we are going to continue Metz Hashem afterwards with Amos. So stay tuned. In the meantime, let's focus on this perek. It is the last perek. It is 21 psukim, and the general theme is about the final judgment day at the end of time. We've moved from the locust plague to the pre-judgment day in Perek Gimel, and now finally the judgment day itself. This perek is divided up into a few sections, really focusing around the judgment day. The first section is a mini section, which is Aleph to Gimel, and it talks about the judgment of all the nations in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes that on this day, I'm going to return the Shavus Yehuda of Yerushalayim. I'm going to return those people, those Jews all around the world, to Jerusalem, and they're going to be brought all their way to Yerushalayim. So this is one of the 12 things that Abba Barnell points out is going to be happening at the end of time, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising, is Kibbutz Golios, which we've been privy to be witnessing over the last 70 plus years. And the pasuk then says, "Kibatzim es kol hagoyim," and then I'll bring all the nations together. "V'horadtim el emek Yehoshaphat v'nishpatati imam shom al ami v'nachalasi Yisrael asher pizru v'agoyim v'esartzi chileku." I'm going to bring to judgment all those nations in the valley of Yehoshaphat for all the terrible things that did to my people and the way they split my nation. That's the first section. One or two brief comments before moving forward, and that is, what is this valley of Yehoshaphat? Where is this? So the Ibn Ezra, as we saw yesterday, points out that this is in fact referring to what's called Emek Bracha, the valley of Bracha, which is where Yehoshaphat fought the enemies on the east, the Ammon, Moab, that area, and it's referring to a historical time when there was a war which occurred in this valley. However, most of the classic Mephoshim disagree with this. Abba Barnell, the Malbim, disagree completely, and they say this is referring to the apocalyptic battle at the end of time. This is going to be the war of Gog Umagog, and the place of Yehoshaphat, the Emek Yehoshaphat, does not refer to the king Yehoshaphat, but rather it's referring to how Hashem Ka Shofat, Hashem is going to be judging in this valley against all the nations, all the terrible things they did to us. In fact, the Abba Barnell takes it one step further. He points out that Yerushalayim is recognized by the monotheistic religions of the world to be the center of Kedusha. The Christians, the Muslims alike, the Christians know that their savior is buried there. The Muslims have a tradition that their savior had a night trip there, and they all take great pride in Jerusalem. And from the time of Constantine, when the Roman Empire became under Christian rule, the Christians had control of it until the 7th century, in which the Muslims were swept across the Arabian Peninsula, took control of it. And the Rabbi Barnell points out that during the times of Rashi, we're talking the 11th, 12th century, we see the Crusades already taking over, and from Italy, from France, from England, we see Crusaders going, conquering Jerusalem and reprising it from the Muslims for an 85-year span until they are, in fact, sent back. And the Abba Barnell, speaking in the late 1400s, the early 1500s, says that there's a tradition that in the future, this apocalyptic war will occur again, where the Christians will once again try to reprise Yerushalayim from the Muslims. The Muslims from all the countries around will wage war with them around Yerushalayim. That'll be the war of Gog and Magog, and into that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will step and ultimately claim victory, and that'll be the war of Gog Umagog. It obviously makes one think that Abba Barnell was referring to the claim and the opportunity that Ferdinand and Isabella were trying to take. They were thinking about a crusade on Yerushalayim once they cleared the Iberian Peninsula of Muslims and Jews, and that never actually did occur because of a lot of corruption and also sickness in their family and then the papal control at the time in Rome. But nonetheless, we certainly see it even today, just thinking about just simply declaring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Think about the amount of angst and anger and threats that we've seen globally around, and we know that this prophecy is not too far away. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this moment in time is going to judge for the crimes that they did against us. El ami yadu goral v'yitnu hayeled bazona v'yalda machru bayayin v'yishtu. Hashem is going to take a revenge for all the terrible way that we were treated throughout all of history. And just one snippet is reading through Elie Wiesel's Night. One hears, there's so many stories, so many disturbing stories. There's a story at the end after the Holocaust where they were sitting in It's as they're trying to run away from the approaching Allied forces, and they're in a cattle cart. They're going to be walking for a death march, and they're waiting in this cattle cart, and they haven't had food for days. They're eating snow just to be able to survive somehow. And into the cattle cart, some passers by see these Jews, and they throw bread in. These people haven't seen food for days. And they start fighting each other, and talks about how they start killing each other for scraps and morsels of bread. And anybody who took it ultimately got killed. A son killed a father to get the bread. This is the most disturbing stories. It says Yoel, there's going to come a day when the retribution for the way you treated my people will come. And boy, will it come, because it will be in the valley of Yehoshaphat where Hashem will judge those nations. Move on to the next section in this parak, which is going to be Dalad to Ches, where Hashem specifically isolates and highlights the countries immediately around Judea. And those are the areas of Tsor and Sidon, Tyre and Sidon, which are accused in this case of Asher Kaspi Uzavi Lekachtem Machmadai HaTovim HaVeisem Nehechalchem. That you looted, meaning you weren't necessarily the antagonists, but you were the collaborators. You went in and afterwards you took advantage. And Uvnei Yehuda Bnei Yerushalayim Mechartim Livnei Yevonim, and you sold the Jews as slaves to the Greeks. Meaning to say, these are the people who weren't the first case offenders, but they were the ones who took great happy enjoyment of the slavery. Just interesting to note, the Dat Mikra in a footnote points to Sefer Maccabees 1 in Perek Gimel, in the Psukim Lamed Vov to Mem, where it talks about how when one of the Greek kings marches on Judea, and at this point in time the Hashmonaim are in the caves of Judea, and how they brought their armies in, and everybody follows the armies. After the footmen and the horsemen, there were 7,000 horsemen, 40,000 soldiers. What happened is all the other little people around, the merchants of the country, all the traders here, and they say, they wanted the slaves. This happened time and time again. When we've been at a disadvantage, those who come around, the second level, the second tier of perpetrators, like Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to get you to. Finally, the defeat of the valley. The next section is the defeat of the nations in the valley of Yehoshaphat. This is from Pasuk Tes to Yud Zayin, where this is the real battle itself. It talks about how everybody comes together and they want war and they're going to wage war. And there's this beautiful image of Kitu Kotu Itechem Lacharavos Mizmorechem Liramachim Achalosh Yomar Giborani. Everybody's going to take up weapons, and you're going to turn your plows into weapons, and your shears into swords. It's the opposite prophecy of Yeshayahu's vision of peace. Here everybody's taking their regular, we're called urban household utensils, turning them into weapons. They're all going to come together in the arrogance of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vashem Mitzion Yishag Mushalayim Yitain Kol. From Tzion, from Zion, Hashem will call out like a lion. V'rashu Hashemayim V'oretz, and the heavens and the earth will be shaken up. Vashem Achaseh La'amo U'ma'oz Divnei Yisrael, and Hashem will then cover the Jews of Israel. Everybody will know our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So as they come to arrogantly wage war, Hashem is going to protect them at this point in time. The Malbim says what is going on over here is that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is pulling away the veil of nature. There's going to be supernatural. Is going to be the rule of the day at this point in time. But while that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect. There's going to be a dome around Israel, so they're not going to be hurt by these arrogant armies as they come in. Rashi points out that if you look at this very carefully, that it's the heavens first, which the roar affects. And that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first going to wage war on the officers, we'll call it the angelic ministers of each nation, before their actual defeat on earth. And finally, the Yoel ends on a more upbeat note about the good in the future, and that's going to be from Pasuk Yud Ches to Chof Aleph, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about how the mountains will be laid flat and turned into valleys and to rivers, and there's going to be lots of beautiful fruit and things. Everything's going to flower. The desert's going to be vibrant. Ever Yehuda Lolam Teshev Yerushalayim Nadar Vador, and it's going to be everlasting in Yerushalayim and Yehuda. And Nikesi Domam Lo Nikesi Vashem Tzorchem Tzion, and your blood is not going to be acquitted. Hashem will live in Tzion. Now, what's fascinating about this is the following. What is fascinating is if you look at these actual words, this idea of flattening the mountains, the Malbim says it doesn't mean to say that it's going to be destruction. It just means to say that the mountains are going to flourish. There's going to be rivers everywhere. There's going to be plenty to eat. There'll be this period of absolute harmony and beauty and sustenance. That's what it's referring to. The Radak says it might even be metaphoric. He takes it one step further, and he says that it's not about mountains being brought down. It means to say that all tension, all pain to get things will be diminished. You won't have to climb the mountains as much to get the good. It won't be so hard to live life. Life won't be so difficult at this time. That's what's going to be happening in the future. Finally, the last line of, and the last pasuk of Sefer Yoel is, of course, a pasuk which we see quoted in Avarachim on a Shabbos, where we talk about, which was actually instituted originally at the times of the Crusades, talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge for the nation of Israel. And this is the last pasuk, which famously goes, Nikesi, Damam lo Nikesi, I'm not going to acquit them of their blood, Vashem, Shachen, Betzion, and Hashem dwells in Zion. How do those two pieces of the pasuk go together? What does it mean that there's going to be a revengeance which is going to be demanded of their blood, and Hashem lives in Zion? How do those two things live together? So the Rashi says that when will vengeance take place is when Hashem returns to Zion. At that point in time, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unequivocally back in Sion, that's when the vengeance will take place. And the Mitzvot, in a little bit of a different way, looks at this and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us from reprisals when he decides to go back to Zion. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to go back to Sion, there are going to be many nations who say, that's not fair, that's it's unjust, it's changing the status quo, we'll throw rocks, we'll kill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, at that time, as I'm finally going to go back to Tzion, I'm going to also protect you from the reprisals of this. With this, this is the bracha that it closes with. Be'ezos Hashem, we should be able to see that speedily in our days. And with this, we close Sefer Yoel. Looking forward to continuing with Amos, Be'ezos Hashem, tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.